won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this Friday, April 4th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Carla Wagner of AxeMyTax.org is the website. Good morning, Carla.
Hey, Randy, can you hear me okay?
You dropped off a little bit. Push that mic up a little closer to your mouth.
Okay. Is that better?
There we go. Yeah, we got you now. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. I love that song that you just played, because that's what Tax My Tax is all about. Don't tread
yes,
on me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tracy Barfield's Don't Tread on Me. Greatly appreciate him letting us use that for the show. Carla, we participated in the petition drive last time. Unfortunately, the window was a little short. You didn't get a full 180-day normal six-month window to collect the signatures, primarily because of dealing with the Board of Canvassers and other delays. Fell a little short, but you're back at it now. The language has been approved. Is that a correct statement by the Board of Canvassers for this time around?
Yeah, the body of the petition and the intent of the language has not changed one iota, but the Board of Canvassers did change our 100-word summary. They let a Democrat attorney who opposes Axe My Tax write the 100-word summary. That is the one they approved, but we just said, okay, fine, we'll take it, and yes, they approved the language and the form. So we're good to go, and that's why we actually started circulating April 1st.
Now, the petition sheets themselves, you were able to raise enough money to get your initial batch printed up. You've actually created on the website, axmitax.org, a volunteer button, and you've been asking previous people involved in the drive, as well as some new people, to go to that website, click on volunteer, sign up to be a captain, a circulator, whatever. Explain that process real quick.
Yep, we're starting with a much bigger army this time, Randy, which is just awesome. A lot of people that were involved last time, if their life allowed it, they're back in the game, which tells me that this is what we really need here in Michigan. People are struggling and need this done. So if they go to the axmitax.org website, go and fill out the volunteer form. As you said, they can be a captain, a co-captain, or a circulator. We'll take any or all, right? We need as many people as we can to make the work as light as possible for everybody, because we know people are busy. But once they sign up, we assign them, it's by county. So then if they want to be a captain, then they're going to get petitions, they're going to get a list of circulators in their county, and they're going to make contact with them, be their cheerleader, help them out, make sure they have petitions, make sure they have training and instructional material, informational material, and then encourage them to, you know, go out and circulate, join in with the events, large signing events and that kind of stuff. So yeah, it's working good, and I'm tired because I'm still out doing presentations. I just got back from Bay City early this morning, actually. But it's working great. There's always a little lag time between assigning those circulators to their captains and the captains getting to the circulators, but much bigger army this time, and people are definitely enthused.
Very good. We're going to continue on with Carla through the break. Got a couple questions for you, Carla. Already two text messages coming in. If you have a question or a comment to Carla, text me at 231-360-5140. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. Carla Wagner from axmytax.org is the website. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Policies are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds. I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation, or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Carla Wagner from axmytax.org is the website. Carla, I got a couple of text messages already. Number one, point of clarification, Randy, this person has taken my Robert's Rules of Order class. Wanted to make sure that people understand and verify this with Carla. that the petition sheets are to be labeled for each county that they're circulating in. This is not having to be done by township, village to village. It's actually a county-wide petition sheet. Is that an accurate statement?
That is correct. Yes. Yep. So if you put Branch County at the top, then only registered voters in Michigan from Branch County can sign that sheet.
So if they're in multiple county areas, like, for example, we're in Antrim, right next door is Charlevoix, Otsego, Grand Traverse counties. If we're out and about, I'm standing in front of the Costco, for example, in Traverse City. They've allowed me to do petition signature drives out in the parking lots. I actually have to ask people where they're registered to vote, which county. That way I can make sure I grab the right sheet, correct?
That is correct. And then when they are filling in their township information, because it's personal, they sign, they print, they put their house number and their street name.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says township, that's where they go to vote. Or who sends them their property tax bill. It's not their house address. Like, I live, my mailing address is Rockford, but I vote in Cannon Township. I would put Cannon Township there on the signer's line.
Ah, very good. So they can check township and make sure they put the township where they vote, or like you say, where they get their property tax bill from.
Yes, because remember, this is the Board of Canvassers or the Board of Electors, and they're looking at it as, you are a registered voter in Michigan. Where do you vote in Michigan? That's how they determine who you are, right? Like on your voter registration card.
Sure.
So that's why they're asking for that specific information. And because people's mailing address is not always the same as where they vote, they are asking for the township or the city that you vote in. And usually I tell people, or I ask people, who sends your property tax bill? Cannon Township. Okay, I would write Cannon Township there then.
Gotcha. Yeah, like, for example, we live in Antrim County, so the top of the sheet would say Antrim. But then when I fill it out, it's my mailing is Kuwaiten, but I actually live in Torch Lake Township.
You would write Torch Lake there on your signer line.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Excellent. Good point of information. The text message came up. He's helped us circulate before. The other text message came in. This effort, are you organizing this? You mentioned already county by county on the website, axmytax.org. People can volunteer, sign up, captain, co-captain, circulator by county. They just wanted to verify this is still a totally grassroots effort. You're not paying people to collect signatures, correct?
No, we are not. If people in the state of Michigan do not see the benefit of the elimination of property tax, I'm certainly not going to pay people for sketchy signatures to try to get this effort across. No. Nope, not paying them.
Very good. Now, last time you started going through the signatures that you did receive, even though the window was so short, you didn't make your goal. Let's talk about the goal first. How many signatures at a bare minimum is the Board of Canvassers, Bureau of Elections requiring you to obtain? And what do you want to do as a goal to make sure you have enough of those valid signatures?
Yes, the minimum is like 467,277. It's based on how many people voted in the last gubernatorial race. So that is the number. That's a bare minimum. But we are looking for 600,000 plus because we know how many they will throw out or how many we will have to scrub and not even turn in because they're not correct when they come back to me.
Right. They filled the sheet out wrong. Like you said, they put the wrong township or information in, number one. Or actually, I've come to learn, Carla, we did a petition drive here just recently to avoid a $33 million jail that they're wanting to build in Antrim County, and submitted the signatures to my wife, who is the Antrim County clerk, and Vicky's started going through them, and she goes, you know, Randy, I found today, going through like 30 sheets, 10 signatures per page, she said, I found 8 of them that aren't even registered to vote. That happens sometimes. People are too embarrassed, or maybe they don't even know, Carla, that they're not registered to vote, then they'll still go ahead and sign your petition sheet.
We have really good instructions that we send out with every packet of petitions, and that's why we have captains, because captains take the Zoom training, and then they are supposed to train the circulators in their county. Because you're right, last time, Randy, we had people using pink, green, purple, and yellow ink. We just tossed those. We didn't even turn them in. And then they weren't watching people carefully enough, and people put their birth date instead of the date that they were signing the petition. So that one got crossed off. And then there was a multitude of other. We had circulators who dated the circulator section prior to the date that they were collecting signatures. Like, they sat down and filled out all of the circulator information when they got the petitions.
Mm.
And then as they witnessed people sign, well, if you put March 31 and you don't start collecting until April 1, guess what? That whole page gets tossed.
Right. The circulator validation at the bottom, Carla, gets done when they're done circulating. You have the dates there that people sign, again, not their birth dates. When you got the sheet filled up, then as a circulator, you sit down and validate the sheet, and it has to be dated after the last signature.
Absolutely. And that was the issue. We had people tearing the petition apart. Because it's a big petition because of all of the laws that we're repealing.
Sure.
And people tore it apart on the fold and only sent me the front page back that had the signatures on it.
Oh,
those
no.
all got tossed. Because that's not, because you, again, you have to put on the hat of the Board of Canvassers, and they're going to look at it and go, well, that person signed the petition without actually seeing the whole petition.
Right.
So yeah. those got tossed. We couldn't submit those either. So there was too many. There was, you know, and it's funny because people always say, I know how to circulate petitions. And I'm like, not mine. Because I want black ink only. I want for the dates. I want two digits, four digits. We're being very, very specific because we are taking money away from every level of government, and they're pissed. And they're gonna scrub these things so hard.
Yes.
We need to have them to be spot on.
Yes. So again, on the dates, folks, when you get these sheets, two numbers for the month, two numbers for the day, and four numbers for the year. So for example, it wouldn't just be 4/4/25. You want 04/04/2025 is what you want on the sheets.
Yes, and that's correct, Randy. And here's the other thing that is so important, because that brought up another issue. When people did just put 4/4/25, then the circulators went in and tried to put the zeros or the 20 in front of those numbers. Well, you can clearly see it's different ink, it's different handwriting, and it's very much in a row. You know, when you try to add those zeros.
Sure.
Well, those got held back too. We did not submit those. Because again, the circulator may not make any changes to the signer's information.
Absolutely. It's got to be their handwriting, and it's got to be absolutely clear that it's the same person filling out the street address, for example, are the ones that put the date on it.
Absolutely. And you can tell, and believe me, those people at the Board of Canvassers, they have an eye for everything. And now they're going to be using a different type of technology to scan these babies. It's like we need everything to be, like I said, everything to be spot on. You may not copy these. You know, you can't fold them. There's so many things that, you know, the manual for preparing petitions is like 47 pages long.
Sure, absolutely. Can't be folded. And the main reason for that, Carla, is they are using, Vicki explained to me what she just did with our drive. They're using high-tech scanners now at the Bureau of Elections and the Board of Canvassers in Lansing. Your local clerks aren't. They're not using that technology. They're doing it by hand. But they are doing, on these petition drives, folks, that are this large, they literally grab the sheets and feed them through these scanners. That's why they can't be folded. They have to be protected. They have to be flat. You have to hand carry these and make sure they don't get damaged in the mail. It's a pretty long, extensive process. So we want to make sure everybody understands that. Other part of this, Carla, is donations for your gas, for your postage, mailing these out flat. I got mine here at Antrim County, and I got to tell you, man, this thing came through, and I forget what the envelope said, but it was close to like $9 or $10 that you had to pay for the postage. All that adds up when you multiply it times 83 counties.
Yeah, and you know, and we're mailing, you know, like some counties have 10 captains. So we're mailing, you know, larger counties, the highly populated counties. We did deliver, you know, we did deliver a lot in person, right? And every time I do a presentation, I have the petitions with me. So people are coming to the presentations and they're taking them from the presentations. But I think I just paid one bill of like $654 for postage. I still have another $400 bill, and I have a ton that are going to still have to get mailed out because I can't, either I don't have a captain in a particular county, or the counties are so big, people are just too far apart that I still have to mail some out. So postage, yes, donations for postage. We have the petitions already paid for. We have our rat cards information already paid for. It really now is postage right now that we need money for, yes.
Yeah, and gas in the tank as you drive all over the state of Michigan. One thing that I think is very critical here, too, and I want to make sure we get this in this first interview, as the circulators get the sheets done, they're going to return them to the county captains, and then the county captains are going to make sure they deliver them directly back to you. Is that the mode of operandi?
That is the goal. That is the goal. And I know, like I said, it's very difficult all across the state. It's a statewide effort, right? And it's hard for everything to work spot on across the whole state. So as I go to and do presentations, which are on the website, people can bring their petitions back to me there if they so choose. They can mail them as long as they mail them flat, or they can get them back to a co-captain or a captain, or collect a bunch of them up from the circulators in their area, put them together and get them to us, right? Or call me and somebody will come and get them, whatever we need to do.
Okay, very good. Again, it's axmitax.org. Volunteer, just sign up to be a circulator, a captain, a co-captain, whatever you're willing to commit to. And then they'll put you in touch with your local network, basically, of volunteers in that county, so you can work with some folks in your county, break up the county. Like for us, Antrim, Carla, what we're doing, I'm handling west of Torch Lake. The other captain is over in East Jordan area. He's going to do east of Torch Lake. So we were able to, you know, demographically break it up that way. But there's, like you say, some of these counties, you're Macomb, Oakland, and Wayne, you probably have 15, 20 captains there. They're going to break it up probably by townships because it's so large.
Yes. Yes. And you know what, Randy? I want to get this in real quick because people always
30
ask,
seconds.
Okay. People ask me, how many signatures did you get last time? How many circulators do you have? That is information I'm not willing to give out because I'm not going to give our detractors and our naysayers any more ammunition or information than I absolutely have to.
Right. So, well, basically, you were on a short timeline, too, after you got done dealing with the Board of Canvassers, and that shortened your effort. So who cares? It's in the past. We're going forward.
We're going forward.
All right, Carla. Thank you so much for coming on today. We'll get you this podcast. Share it with everybody. Again, axmitax.org. Volunteer and donate something, please. Thank you, Carla.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you.